Members of the Haines community are rallying together in support of local teenager Ariana Marquardt and her family. Support comes by way of a dinner and art auction to raise funds for medical expenses for Ari, who's been in an inpatient facility for 6 months battling anorexia nervosa. I'm looking at Ari's picture right now. She has a sweet smile and sparkling eyes. Her mother, Jerry Marquardt, says she's energetic and happy. She loves the outdoors and is intelligent and artistic.
She's a typical teenager. She likes writing in her journal. Some people might not know her because she's shy. She's a high honor roll student. She excels in math and science. She's a compassionate girl. She's always striving to please others, helping others. She gets upset by the pain and suffering in the world. She pursues everything she does in life with passion.
Jerry was open and brave discussing her daughter's struggles. She expressed her hope that through the family's struggles that other people might be touched and come to understand more about this disease and have more courage to recognize and face the symptoms of anorexia nervosa.
She'd come home from school and then she'd go out jogging on the highway 3 hours a day. And then she'd come back in and work out in her room. I didn't see anything wrong with her pursuit of fitness until I started seeing some red flags going up. When I would call her down for dinner, she'd take her plate up to her room. And then later on, I'd start finding plates of food.
It wasn't until Ari was supposed to receive medical treatment for scoliosis that the family realized something was wrong. Her doctor informed them that she was too underweight to receive treatment, and it was then that she was diagnosed with anorexia nervosa. From that time, says her mother, Ari's health was monitored closely.
Even though Ari had a team of six doctors, her weight continued to plummet. She was put on a waiting list to go into an inpatient facility. In January, Ari was medevaced to Juneau due to severe dehydration. Her heart rate dropped to 30 beats per minute, so she was put in ICU. John and I prayed that night that she would make it through the night. And she did.
After a week at Bartlett Hospital in Juneau, Ari was moved to an inpatient facility, especially for young girls who suffer from eating disorders.
She's been there for 6 months now and has come a long way. She looks wonderful. She's glowing. Her whole attitude and outlook on life has changed.
Jerry says that her main hope in telling Ari's story is to increase awareness about anorexia nervosa and other eating disorders.
I had no clue what this was all about. I never thought it would happen to anybody in my family. It's just a very devastating and heartbreaking and baffling illness. Some of the symptoms of anorexia nervosa is a quest for perfection. Anorexia nervosa is a deadly illness that kills 25% of its victims without acute intervention. Eating disorders among the young are growing in epidemic proportions. Alaska has no facilities at present to care for those with this illness. Anorexia has the highest mortality rate of all adolescent mental disorders.
But statistics only go so far in addressing the issue, says Marquardt. To understand and overcome the issues that lead to it, we have to try to see some of the causes.
I think the media has to change on these super thin supermodel. It's sending the wrong message to the young people. That's really not the norm for women. Most of these models that we see in the magazines are actually underweight for their height. It's so heartbreaking to see these young, beautiful girls that have lost their self-esteem. When I was down there, I was amazed at the beautiful young teenagers that were in that place. And Ari told me that recently there's been new girls coming in. They're so ill from the anorexia that they have to be pushed in wheelchairs with feeding tubes in their noses. I know there's people who have suffered from eating disorders, and maybe 20 years ago they had it, but there was no knowledge and they had to suffer alone.
But she says the key is that with greater knowledge and understanding, no one should have to suffer alone, and that anyone can receive help. This weekend's dinner and art auction is proof of the support that's being given to Ariana and her family.
I'm just in awe because my daughter is a blooming artist, and I have quite a few local famous artists donating. Donna Cattati, Tim Shields, Tresham Gregg, Susan Smith, Jalen Smith, Wayne Price, Rod Wiegand, and others. And I am so grateful for the compassion and the love that's here in Haines. There really is a lot of caring people that live in this town.
The fundraiser is in the American Legion Hall this Saturday. $10 for adults and $5 for students age 14 and under. Dinner will be from 5:30 to 7:30, with the auction immediately following. Despite the heartbreak and the fear that they've experienced, Marquardt says there's a certain principle that has given courage and peace to her family.
That saying by Martin Luther King, "The unearned suffering is redemptive." By me speaking out and sharing and maybe helping someone else, you know, I'm receiving.
For KHNS, I'm Leslie Draper.